Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is Tumbleweed's fourth birthday. Yay!
Woo-hoo!
How's it going?
Good. Wild morning already.
All right. That's what we like to hear. Wacky and wild morning.
Wacky wild morning.
All right. Well, it's just a good day already.
It is?
We've got cupcakes. We've got Medicaid cupcakes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's going to be that kind of day.
It's going to be that kind of day. We're celebrating all day long. We're going out for a fun dinner tonight with all our peeps. Happy Veterans Day to all you vets out there.
Yeah. I always thought Veterans Day fell on a Monday. Whenever we had a holiday.
Yeah.
The school arranged
that. You're thinking about,
the school did that special for you.
Memorial Day and Labor Day and Columbus Day, all of them fall on a Monday.
Yeah.
But except for today.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
It's the 11th.
Oh, specific to the 11th.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, yeah. It's an 11th.
Thank you, Space Queen, for clearing that up. I was wondering, you know, is it the first second Monday of every month? Will it be that? You know, like Columbus Day does that and things like that. So, we're going to, third Thursday of the month, Halloween fell on a
Saturday
this year.
That was sweet.
It was.
Nice. You didn't have to, worry about staying out too late with the little ones, trick-or-treating and whatnot, and didn't have to worry about, most of the school.
Wiping the makeup off their face.
Right. Yeah. And then dealing with the sugar rush.
And then the sugar crash.
Yes, exactly.
Wherever it happens, in the street. In your neighbor's house, someone's couch.
Yep.
They crash hard, they crash fast. All right. Yeah, Willie Nelson's not happy with big businesses. He's done. He's like, get out. Get out. Go smoke a joint. Get out of my business. This is my hometown bus that we do this on. Have bus, we'll travel with weed.
The thing with Willie, he is...
My cat, Willie.
He's going in this as the perspective of... This is a plant. This plant never should have been illegal.
No.
And so it's just, we're going through the process right now of fighting for us to get it back after it has, and we're doing a great job.
Yeah.
We're doing a fantastic job, by the way.
Yeah.
I think we're moving faster than, I shouldn't say moving faster than anybody else.
We're moving faster than light.
But we are moving pretty fast on as far as the new laws that are happening.
Yeah.
The education that I've seen coming out in each state has been incredible, the stuff on social media. So people are getting the message. People are understanding why this helps them. Because for such a long time, people were scared. This was a scary, scary thing for them, and the fear that went behind this.
And for such a long time, no one knew that this was in their medicine cabinets already.
Mm.
They were already taking it. Eli Lilly and all those companies were already making it.
Right.
It was in their little... syrups and elixirs and things they're giving to their grandma and their cow. You know, same thing. Hey, it's good for grandma, it's good for the cow. Or did that go, it's good for the cow, it's good for grandma? I don't know. But at any rate, we are excited about today. We're Stumbleweeds Health Center celebrating four fantastic, fabulous years of being in business, and we couldn't be more proud and more excited. And we're just happy to be here. And this actually marks, we are now officially 4 months away from our four-year Weedsday Wednesday birthday. We got all sorts of things to celebrate.
We're gonna do a big celebration for that one, too, right?
Oh, we're going to
party. I think we should do a huge celebration for all birthdays all around.
I think for just the next 4 months, we should just keep it going.
Why not? Just party.
4 months party.
We'll party. What's your strain in the morning? We're going to hit up Dedo Verde Haze.
Ooh. Which is like my new
Dedo Verde.
It's a new favorite for Space Queen, so we'll throw it in there.
Yeah,
but it's not for the weak at heart.
No, that is for sure
this
right there.
This is some
I mix it with
stuff.
My Blackberry Kush because it's a little much for me sometimes.
I like mixing it with Berry Ryder.
All right, so let's get some other strains out if you want to go.
Yeah, I'm a mixer.
We're hybriders. We make our own hybrids.
I really enjoy coming up with my own, and some aren't the best, you know.
But some are. Yeah.
The point is, whatever you're using, it's definitely helping you.
Yes, it does help. It helps with a lot of things. It's actually really sativa-y. It goes right to your face.
I can't feel my face when I'm smoking you.
That's about right.
And I love it. I hate that song. They overplay it so much.
I don't hear it enough, so when I do hear it, I like crank it up and just listen.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And they're really talking about sativa.
They really are.
They're talking about
Dedo Verde Haze.
Dedo Verde Haze.
I can't feel my face when I'm smoking you.
That's right. Oh, my God.
It really is a good strain, guys. If you can get your hands on it, try it.
So Dedo Verde, I looked it up. It's just dead of green.
Dark green? Dedo? Dedo means dead?
No.
It sure sounded like it.
I don't think so. We'll go dark green. Yeah, look it up.
Dedo.
We don't want dead green.
Maybe it's just a dark green haze.
Yeah, maybe it's the dancing bear from the Deadheads. It's the green one.
Spanish translation
Verde.
Of Dedo.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. We're going to look it up. But
Hi, baby.
The boy dog's coming over to say
it. Green finger haze.
Yeah, baby.
You mentioned Dedo Verde Haze, and no one had given me any yet. Mom hasn't been smoking as much cannabis because of the stupid chest cold. Ugh. So now I'm going to eat medicated cupcakes for the next week. Yes, sir.
It's a finger.
Yeah, finger. Green finger.
Green finger haze. D-E-D-O. Green finger haze.
That's a new one.
Okay.
Masculine now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For a very feminine man.
Yeah.
Wow. So they threw a twist on the green. Dedo. Here, we'll put it in for you bloggers if you want to check it out. Dedo Verde Haze.
Not to lift a finger.
There you go.
Mura un dedo.
Okay, you're trying to.
Do not lift a finger.
All right, don't do it. Don't lift it.
You're not going to want to.
No, you won't be able to.
That's not entirely true. I mean, it being a nice sativa, I'm quite fond of taking a few hits of a, you know, nice good sativa and then going for a run.
It makes me like put my head on the couch and go, what just happened? I can't.
Sativa?
Yes.
Really?
I'm pretty active on it.
No,
I like it because
I'm the opposite. They make me just crash out.
It happens.
It shuts my face down. It does. Closed for business.
I can't feel my face when I'm smoking Dedo.
My face is closed for business after that happens. But guess what's open for business? Thanks to Nevada's liberal medical marijuana reciprocity law, visiting medical marijuana patients can purchase marijuana from Nevada Dispensary.
What?
I think we should go right now. We're going to shut the show down and get on the plane. Giving patients the ability to legally access medical marijuana when they are visiting a legal medical marijuana state just makes sense, said Deputy Director of the National Cannabis Industry Association, NCIA, a trade group for legal marijuana businesses. And it makes even more sense when you're talking about a state that has such a huge number of out-of-state visitors. It's safer for patients and good for Nevada businesses. It's a win-win. The Nevada Medical Marijuana Reciprocity Law is ideal for state's tourism tax income because it essentially opens the state's medical marijuana market up to all medical marijuana patients in the United States, all while helping to further itself as America's adult playground. When you consider that Nevada has fewer than 7,000 medical marijuana patients, it's not a very large base. But when you factor in MMJ patients from other states who might take advantage of Nevada's system, another 110,000 from Colorado, 570,000 from California, and 100,000 from Washington, suddenly those numbers are looking a lot better.
Sounds like Nevada's going to rake it in.
The cannabis noted.
Vegas,
baby. Nevada residents will be voting November 16, 2016, to regulate the retail sale and production of marijuana for adults. And the initiative to tax and regulate marijuana obtained over 200,000 signatures from registered Nevada voters, which qualified for the ballot. If it is voted into law, Nevada would allow adults to possess and grow marijuana up to 1 ounce and or 6 plants for personal use. The measure would also regulate and tax the retail sale and commercial production of marijuana. I'm just going to laugh, though, because, yeah, if you can grow 6 plants, you better be growing, well, you're going to get a lot more than 1 ounce. So I don't know what they're going to do about that, but that's an interesting thing. I wonder where they got 1 ounce. If they're letting everybody and their brother come to their state to buy weed, they only let their own residents have an ounce.
Maybe they even let them have enough that they could probably smoke in a sitting.
When they're sitting there playing blackjack.
Yeah. Well.
Oh my God! Could you imagine?
No. Yes.
Being in there.
Can you?
Yes.
Imagine.
Wait for it.
I'm not even a gambler, but I would sit there and bet dollars all day and smoke.
Ganja gambling for everybody.
That's a brand new casino.
Ganja gambling.
They're gonna build a whole new one.
The girls are coming around with joints instead of drinks.
Yeah, edibles, cupcakes.
Keep you staying there.
Oh,
edibles.
You want a cannabis infused drink?
That's an exciting day.
Would you like a glass of canna wine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Melissa, for delivering that. Thank you. She's going to
be there. Oh, Miss Etheridge.
She's going to be there hand-delivering glasses of wine with weed in it. Can't go wrong with that.
You can't.
Oh, my
gosh.
You
cannot.
You just cannot. And you can't go wrong with Tumbleweed Cell Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. Get certified. Just $85, or if it's your second or third or fifth or sixth time, it's just $65. Okay, yeah, the state fee still applies. It's $150. But if you're on food stamps, you get that for half off. So go for it. Come on down. Get certified. Support your local program. Support Tumbleweeds, and it's 4th birthday. Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's been lots of posts and tweets and blogs and all sorts of stuff. We got tons of new followers, which we're really grateful for and happy about. And I don't know if you guys saw, I sent you all another link to another interview Kyle Turley did for the Gridiron Cannabis Coalition.
Yes.
And Will Smith was on Ellen the other day talking about the new movie coming out, and they were so serious. I've never seen Ellen so serious. It was, she really had to quickly get off the subject because it was, she couldn't handle it. And that's probably why. Oh, boy. She's a Saints fan.
Who that?
I don't know if she's going to be watching very much football anymore. She looked really intense, and she was like, okay, let's get on to the next subject, because it was too scary for her.
It was, and she goes, and I really love football, and this is bringing this movie Concussion.
I don't know where you get the F from.
Yeah, I don't know where I got that.
F bombs.
But
conference. That's why.
Oh yeah, they were.
Concussion. By the NFL players, not us.
Now this is Will Smith. His character is bringing out what's been going on.
He's a doctor. He's one of the doctors that they brought in. His character is one of the doctors that they do not listen to. When he discovers and finds out what the heck's happening to these boys out there getting killed, committing suicide, having mental issues that they didn't even know they had after getting concussions. You get all sorts of brain damage. And then they start behaving in ways that they didn't before. Suicide, beating their families up, stealing, doing all sorts of things that they wouldn't normally do, and they have no idea why. Kyle said in his last interview, he was about ready to jump off a balcony and didn't know why. He just didn't understand what. He had everything in life going, beautiful wife. He calls his wife hot all the time. It's fantastic. I got a hot wife, great kids, great family, killer career in the NFL, gazillions of dollars. Why do I want to jump off this balcony? Well, he didn't understand. He had some sort of brain damage going on in there. And until people, you know, exposed it, no one really knew. I mean, they kind of knew. But now I've been watching on the news, there's all sorts of stuff about soccer as well. They're trying to eliminate headbutts in soccer, and they're really bringing the light
rugby.
To concussion.
There's a lot of sports that are very physical, and it's going to start shedding a whole new light on all of these other sports that have that physical roughness that goes alongside of them. And we're going to see, I mean, we're going to start having a lot more players come out that are tired and they're done with it. And, you know, as Will Smith's character in Concussion, I don't really know the doctor's name, but he's bringing more and more stuff to the front line and hearing what just that one part of that movie from Will Smith just, I mean, had me and Belle just with our jaws dropped and tears in our eyes.
Oh, crazy.
From about some of the stuff that actually happens in the NFL. You know, a lot of these kids are drafted from poor families.
Never thought about that.
You
one.
Know, the movie.
Which one?
I know there's so many.
The one that just Blindside. Thank you. Was about a low income man or a kid whose parents, you know, let him go live with this woman, right? And so a lot of these football players are found in, you know, these poor neighborhoods. So, of course, you know, when money is brought to the table, it's no wonder that it's an easy jump in. And so this is what the doctor was saying and Tyler was talking about was the just the consciousness of going into this sport and being told the real outcomes of what could possibly happen to you and your mental health in the future. So it's just really exciting. More doctors are coming out saying what this actually happens, and we have more doctors coming out talking about cannabis and how it helps out with, it's a neuroprotectant and things like that.
Totally missed everything you said. You know why? Mm-hmm. Just kidding. I didn't miss it all. I'm eating one of the best cupcakes I've ever had in my life. Woo-hoo! Thank you, neighbor. We won't even shout out names. We'll just say thank you, neighbor. We got handmade, and I'm talking, there's no box involved.
Oh.
She was getting out candy bars. I mean, you know, the cocoa bean candy bars and flour, and there was stuff all over the place. It looked like a tornado.
Of 3-year-old
got into a bag of flour. She didn't know. Her dog had it. My dog had it. But these are just fantastic. And these are the medicated ones. So we'll see how they do. We'll see these.
Whoa.
Ones. Yeah. We've got medicated and non-medicated.
We have neighbors that make medicated brownies or medicated cupcakes.
They do now. They were making, they're a professional cupcake maker, and I said, hey, what if I bring over my butter?
You stop it.
I did, and that's what happened.
That actually
happened? It happened. So I made Saturday.
Here,
I was
put this in there.
All day. I sat and stared at my little low-pressure cooker for 10 hours, and I made 2 pounds of some killer butter.
Wow.
And she used like a half a cup in the recipe. So we were going to make candies later and all sorts of fun things. Oh, yeah. But for the patients of the day, for the people coming in to get certified today, I'm really sorry you don't get the medicated one. And we can't save them for 2 weeks till you get your card because they'll be old. And they'll have been eaten by then.
Oh, yeah, they're not. Yeah.
But we do have regular white cupcakes for you guys. A good old-fashioned plain white from the mama recipe. She called up her mom a million times to get the white recipe, just flat-out plain old-fashioned white. So that's for the non-medicators of food. Yes. So a very exciting day. And, we need to get rid of things that are hurting people in this world.
We do.
And start giving things like cannabis that help people get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
For real. What do you got?
Non-stop healthiness.
Non-stop healthiness. Yep.
It was talking about two Floridians get medicine in Florida from the federal government. And I was just going to – it was a news thing because they're getting some recognition down in Florida now that cannabis is – going for it. It failed this last time. Now we're going to go for another time. Now,
a little clip? A quick clip?
I did, but it
we're working on it.
It
won't
load.
Here, I'll try and find it online. But that's fantastic. Way to go, Robert and Irv, and hiding everybody down there.
And if you want to get more information on what's going on in Florida, you can follow Regulate Florida on Facebook.
There you go.
They're doing a lot of damage down there, and they're making a large impact. And being a native Floridian myself, I am extremely proud of you guys and
all
support
right.
everything that you're doing.
Way to go, Florida. We got to get all states aboard here, people. This is ridiculous. Let's see if we have this little clip. I don't know. We'll go up. Hang on. This is my computer is running very slowly. It's been sitting next to the Cannabis Kids computer. It's probably got some cooties or something now. I'm sure of it. This is a
no,
Fox
I think
News
it's
thing.
This. I think it's this.
But we're gonna skip the commercial about the dream car giveaway, the Toyota Supra. Oh, here we go. Skip ad. I don't even know why they have ads.
And I'm Kelly Ring. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Well, tonight, Fox 13 investigates a federal program you may not believe. While the U.S. government bans marijuana, it still gives it to people in Florida. And they've been getting it on your dime for decades. Our chief investigator, Craig Patrick, reveals a contradiction in our drug laws.
Fox News.
When you stroll down the South Florida beach, you may notice the manicured palms and rolling waves. Maybe the sailboat on the horizon. Or the lady opening a large tin full of pot.
Right on.
She smokes in plain view.
Yep.
Around 10 joints a day.
Shelby.
That's 300 Shelby. Joints a month. I wanna love you. High potency marijuana.
And treat you right.
In Florida, where marijuana for recreational or medical use is illegal, or so we thought. Who is your dealer?
Uncle Sam is my supplier.
That's right. The same federal government that claims marijuana has no accepted medical use has sent Elvi Mashika nearly 100,000 joints. She gets them to treat her glaucoma for free.
The epitome of hypocrisy and stupidity.
And she's not alone.
That's right.
Perfect. Irvin Rosenfeld lives near Fort Lauderdale, just down the road from Elvi.
Says you use marijuana cigarettes 10 times daily.
He's a stockbroker with a bone tumor disorder. Who may have set the record for smoking joints from Uncle Sam.
I would guess that I'm up to about 135,000.
The feds have sent him a drum of marijuana every month since 1982, when Reagan told the rest of us to just say no.
Marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug in the United States.
The United States federal
give it a
government
rest, old man.
Has been supplying me 10 marijuana cigarettes per day for almost 33 years. And in the same vein, arresting people for possession or using the same substance that they give me for medical use.
And trafficking marijuana can get you up to life in prison.
Oh, what? This? That you send me 10 a day?
What would happen to the person who shipped this if it wasn't the federal government?
Let me put it this way. I won't even ship it to myself, and it's mine.
Elvi Irvin and others with serious health problems get deliveries of free marijuana at taxpayer expense for life. They enrolled in a little-known program called the Compassionate Investigational New Drug Program. The federal government launched it in 1978, but will not say much about it. The DEA said it was not authorized to discuss it and referred us to the Department of Justice, which did not discuss it. The FDA, which oversees it, acknowledged receiving our questions, but did not respond to them.
I think it's easier for the federal government not to stir the pot, shall we say.
We know they grow the marijuana in this heavily secured farm at the University of Mississippi.
And we are not doing it as University of Mississippi. We are doing it as a contractor for the government.
It all started with a man named Bob Randall, who successfully argued for medical marijuana in court and got it as part of a legal settlement.
This is the first. I want to know, Larry.
Then Irvin Rosenfeld became the second man to get free and legal pot from our government. Elvi and others followed until 1992, when President George H.W. Bush cut off enrollment. The FDA would not tell us how many people are still receiving it. We only know of four, including Elvi and Irvin here in Florida.
They're always surprised. They don't know that the government ever supplied anybody.
And that includes our lawmakers in Washington.
Are you kidding me?
When I went to meet with Boehner's office last year, and they go, what? The federal government gives this out? We had no idea.
How long have you been on it? You smoke how many?
Deborah Washington Schultz's office. What? The federal government gives this out to patients? We had no idea. No one knows about this program.
is part of a $68 million contract that the United States recently renewed with the University of Mississippi. And you can read more about it on Fox13News.com. Just look under Scene on TV. Craig Patrick, Fox 13 News.
All right, there you go.
God, that was great.
Wow. Well,
coming
yeah.
from Fox News, even. Not one of my favorite outlets, but... Yeah, Mississippi, University of Mississippi gets
yeah.
the 68.
The school.
But they said they're not even doing it as the school. They're doing it as a contractor for the government. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
yeah.
That's, they've got a lot of good programs going over there.
Yeah.
I bet they got some killer art classes. I bet their music program kicks ass.
So folks out there that are listening,
their
this
football
is just shows,
kicking ass right now.
This just shows how our federal government has been keeping this under wraps for quite a while, how there's been a couple presidents who have known about this program. Start it.
Well,
use it.
The other
it's yours.
Two...
It's your right, your God-given right to use cannabis.
The other two federal patients are in Iowa, and the only reason... Iowa. The only reason that they're not getting it is because their two doctors retired, and no doctor will step up to write the actual prescription for them to get it.
Well,
to Florida.
They must have seen it, because he said...
Ask Heidi.
Yeah.
Heidi.
Yeah.
I can hear her right
true.
Now. Dialing in. Uh-oh.
Yeah. They said that there's
they
only
said they
four
only
of,
know of four, but
yeah.
they only talk about these two that
are
actually
are using
it.
Right.
Using
right,
it.
Right.
And they do. They get this gargantuan tin with 300 joints in it.
Mm-hmm. And if you ever want to see that tin, come on down to Tumbleweeds.
Yes. Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We have the tin right on top of our little beautiful display cabinet of... pipes and vaporizers and lighters. We've got a new Kasher lighter. This is bitchin'. It's got a little handy-dandy instant stir. But Kasher, I'm going to give you an idea, all right? Put a tamper on the other side for me, please, because I need something to stir it, tamp it down. So thank you for fixing that, and we'll be looking for our new tumbleweed tamper soon.
Okay.
I like it, the tumbleweed tamper. Right, TM, right there. What do you need? What do you need?
That can that Rosen, that Urban gets.
Instead of Ernie Hayes, right to your face. Yeah.
He has a lot of those tins.
He has a lot. You can
a
actually,
lot.
You can actually purchase them and help him raise money for cannabis awareness and education. He actually has put those on, I don't know if it's Etsy, but he's created Kickstarter
right.
programs and stuff with
on his website. You can check out
Robert Platshorn.
He's given them to different people who have helped him along the way as far, no.
And they bought them
and
to help him along the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all sorts of things. So you can actually win them. He
yeah,
actually puts them up for prizes for things, mm-hmm. like for
he's
events
got a
and
lot.
Stuff. He's got
for
a lot.
For how long too. Of years? How
yeah,
many years?
He smoked 130,000, 135,000 joints, folks. You do the math. Big
and
brother, you do the math because I don't do
I
that
math. I will catch you one day, my friend. I will catch you.
So there's your equation.
There it is. 350 cans or whatever. Nope. It's just a lot of pot. Who's your dealer? Uncle Sam's my supplier. I
oh,
love it.
She's great.
I love it. Uncle Sam. Oh, you have a friend. But get caught in here. Oh, my God. Let me out. All right. So what else is happening in the world today? There's a lot going on. But you know what? You know what we always like?
But shit,
it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Woo-hoo! Welcome back to Weekday Wednesday, y'all. Y'all, I don't know where that draw is coming from. Maybe it's from, I don't know. Instead of Eddie Hayes, I'm telling you, it does weird things.
It is.
I know.
It does.
You need more. Illinois' first dispensary is opening Monday. Actually opened this last Monday. I thought we'd read about, if you're all listening from Illinois, make some noise. More than 3,000 Illinois medical marijuana patients will soon be able to purchase marijuana legally for the first time ever in their state. There are 8 Illinois dispensaries that will be opening on Monday. This is the first wave of Illinois dispensaries to open, and more are expected to open during the year. Of the 8 dispensaries, 4 are located in the Chicago metropolitan area, while 4 are dispersed throughout the state. It's been 2 years since Illinois enacted its medical marijuana law, and Illinois' medical marijuana patients have been eagerly waiting for the first dispensaries to open for business. Wow, you can grow a lot of really good pot in 2 years. One highly unusual and restrictive stipulation that Illinois medical marijuana patients must abide by is that they must choose just one dispensary to purchase from.
What?
And they have to register at that dispensary of their choosing with the Illinois the Department of Public Health. The IDPH website states, qualifying patients and caregivers may visit any registered dispensary in the state, but must designate a single dispensary with the Illinois Department of Health in order to make a medical cannabis purchase. It's a safe industry with a strong infrastructure here in Illinois, said an employee of the Clinic Mundelein Dispensary. We're all in touch with local police. There will be no surprises, they say. Well, that's interesting, because, first of all, there's always surprises.
Well,
and secondly, that's not fair. What if the pot shop around the corner has way better medical grade and they test and this other shop doesn't? I mean,
if you remember what I said, is each patient can visit each of the dispensaries, but they have to register with at least one of them.
No. It said they have to register with one dispensary where they can purchase from. That's it.
No, but it said they can visit other dispensaries.
other dispensaries.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, but they can't purchase from them.
They can just go there and look at what they can.
In order to make a purchase, they must designate a single dispensary with the Illinois Department of Public Health in order to make a cannabis purchase.
So
they have to register.
Are they all linked or individually owned?
I don't know.
Like,
but
if you register, that is really lame. There, can you request something from somewhere else?
And I don't see how that is going to limit police involvement or any other problems that may arise in the purchasing of cannabis for people who, A, may not even understand how to use it. And so what if someone goes into a dispensary who's never used before and they get the grossest weed, or it's not tested, or it's got mold? You know, we've all heard bad stories. Stuff happens. So what if they have to pick this dispensary that just doesn't have the best medicine for them? What if they don't have the strain types that they need for arthritis or cancer or Crohn's? What if they can't get rid of their migraines? What if this dispensary puts out medicine that makes their migraines worse? We've heard of that happening.
What if they have lousy customer service? We've heard of that happening.
What if it's a skanky place? We've heard of that happening.
Yep.
So, Illinois, good job and shame on you. So,
good job and shame on you.
Good job and shame on you.
Way to work the system where you're at. So go in and visit all your dispensaries in your area and talk to your bud tenders and find out what kind of medication they're going to be carrying.
Yeah, don't purchase anything.
Are they testing? Ask these questions. So when you do find the right dispensary, you're going to the best one now that you've visited all of them.
And
go and smell stuff. I'm sure you can smell stuff. You just can't purchase.
Ask for a microscope and ask to look at their weed under the microscope, because they all have them in the shop. They all love to do it. And if they don't let you do it, then there's probably something wrong. Because if you've got a 20 times to even a 5 times will tell you if there's mold or bugs or spider webs or anything in it. But if you've got a little magnifier that's 60 times and you pop it over your weed and you see things that shouldn't be in there, maybe little aliens dancing around.
Those aliens are scary.
God, they are. Then you put that weed down and run. Run to the next dispensary and ask them to use their microscope.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring it out here.
Because if you have the choice to visit all of these before you actually purchase, take the advantage and just really, take the opportunity and go and visit all these before you actually lock down with one place.
Yeah, that's
the other thing that they have kind of going against them, I mean, I know that there's lots of regulation. They have to get fingerprinted and photographed.
Who does?
All the patients in
Illinois. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting.
Well, we have to get photographed, but not fingerprinted.
Yeah. And the photograph's just for the identification card.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's okay.
So they're treating them
like criminals.
They're treating them like criminals.
Do they make Vicodin users do that? Do Vicodin, do oxycodone users need a card and fingerprints? They probably
do. I want to know, this is all, and I'm sure we all want to know why these rules are set in this way. I always want to know why, for the regulations, if this plant is non-toxic, who is it hurting? Is it only because it's hurting someone's money supply?
But what's the point of having one person purchase just from one dispensary? I don't even think it's money. I think it's control.
Control and power.
I think the authorities are trying to keep all designated potheads in their own designated locations.
Smoke don't stay in the smoking section.
And you have to stop trying to be so controlling about this drug. This is, more than anything, it's the whole feeling that you get when you're using it. And I think a lot of people are scared of that.
Yeah.
You know, it controls the bliss part of your body. And when people are in bliss, they don't have stress. They don't have...
They feel happy.
They feel happy. And I think this country, we've talked about, needs a little happy.
A lot.
We need a lot of happy.
Well, we don't need our presidential almost wannabe... Sorry, Ms. Clinton, but you can't say let's put marijuana in Schedule 2.
You just can't move it like that. That's not the way
you move it. Make a big jump. Just take it off.
Well, look at the science, Ms. Hillary. Look at the science.
You
can't just
put it in the category with cocaine. Come on.
I don't.
Yeah. No. Why do that?
Cocaine kills.
I know why she did that. It's so that there's some medical testing allowed in Schedule 2, I believe. But Come on.
We already know it's helping
that
people.
That wasn't enough to make the potheads happy. So they're all potheads are all filled with Bernie.
Well, when you get because you're still green.
When Bernie came out being a green supporter, you know, his numbers blew up, and then Hillary wanted to jump on the bandwagon.
Yep.
Like, you know what, guys?
That's what we say, Hillary.
Yeah.
Like, not this time.
You're not the game winner.
She's like, I don't do it, or I'm not okay with it, but I'm okay if you guys are. If you guys do it. I think that's what she's trying to get at.
No, but she's not even okay with that. She's saying, let's just make it a little less scheduled.
Yeah.
Let's just try and appease somebody out there. So I think she's trying to appease somebody, but it's not working. All right, what do you got, Cannabis Kid? You got a little story of spirituality.
Yeah, I actually sent it to your email because your volume works better on your thing. So
okay.
I actually sent it to your other one.
Oh, which I closed out of. Oh my gosh. Uh-huh. The computer is running so slowly these days, I have no idea why. It must have had cooties from the PC. It's the next 2 days a week.
Mine's fine.
Yeah. Well, then let's play it. Here, watch. Where's your speaker set? We'll just stick this right there and hit play.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like that. Here we go. Spirituality. And
so this translation says, marijuana legalization. The legality of cannabis is outrageous. An impediment to full utilization of a drug which helps produce the serenity and insight, sensitivity and fellowship so desperately needed in this increasing mad and dangerous world.
That's right.
From Carl Sagan.
Oh, I love it. All right, let's hear it. Go for it.
Definitely witnessing a phase change, a turning point in America's relationship with cannabis sativa. That's right, the marijuana plant, the sacrament that's been used for thousands of years in all kinds of contexts for promoting healing, for promoting transformation, for promoting spirituality, and every day we're learning a host of new benefits that are associated with the plant. Now, I think it's kind of amazing, not just for the fact that this plant is non-toxic and has so many medicinal and therapeutic benefits, but also for the fact that as a sacred sacrament, this raises the issue of cognitive liberty. The fact that as adults, if we're not hurting anybody else, we should have the right to explore the contours of our own consciousness without any mediation or legislation on the part of somebody else.
Yes.
Prohibition, as Abraham Lincoln used to say, goes beyond the bounds of reason and attempts to legislate a man's appetite by making a crime of things that are not crimes. I'm paraphrasing, but you get the point. But I think now the majority of Americans support marijuana legalization. We're seeing more and more states embrace this issue of cognitive freedom. And I think we're going to see transformation in consciousness. Not to mention, okay, that marijuana is extraordinarily sensitive to initial rhetorical conditions. It's what Timothy Leary used to describe as set and setting. So by changing the context, by changing the culture in which people partake in this visionary herb, you're changing the very nature of the medicine's effect. Experiments in Colorado are raising the stage in which people enjoy their cannabis. We're talking culinary experiences. We're talking classical music venues and concerts. We're talking special cinemas with vaporizing rooms where people can, you know, prime their brains for enhanced cinematic immersion. It's a new world, and it's a world that... It's gonna be interesting to see how it all unfolds. Cognitive thrills await us that we cannot even imagine.
So the gentleman you just heard, which his name is John Silva, and he talks about consciousness all the time. I listened to his work. He's got a place that you can actually just download his stuff, but he talks about consciousness and about how our world is changing. And he's right. Along with this cannabis, there was a doctor that was speaking. His name was Mark Epstein. Mark Epstein at the cannabis conference. And he was talking about consciousness and PTSD. And this is why cannabis works so well in the brain, is because it actually goes in at a conscious level and kind of etches, sketches, and erases those traumatic feelings and those traumatic visions that a lot of people who suffer from PTSD do. He was talking about how it opens up and it allows for new neurons to to be created and to work and heal that area of trauma. He says when PTSD happens, it's like you shake the body tremendously, which the brain actually goes through a traumatic experience, very similar to a concussion, is what he said.
Yeah.
It seizes up. It's a machine. So think of like, I don't know, you know how they tell you to close your computer? This is the best way I can say it. Close your computer all the way down before turning it off. You know, they don't just say like unplug it or shut it down, because when you do that, it shuts down the brain. It keeps all of those things frozen in that time. So it only, that's what you see all the time. That's what you're constantly having the nightmares, the night dreams and everything about. So this, as a consciousness rolls through and more humans awake, and he, like he said, introduces cannabis to more people who have never used it before because they never had the freedom to do so. Because a lot of people here in America follow the rules and laws and guidelines, and it means something to their heart. And sometimes when these freedoms are placed and blocked from these people, they don't have any idea of what they are actually missing out on until the freedom is given back to them.
Sorry. We got to hear this.
Here.
We'll start this over. Sorry. I just saw something.
I know.
Caught my eye. 30 crazy marijuana facts that you won't believe. I love it.
You won't believe. The first internet transaction was a drug deal. That's right. In 1972, Stanford students using ARPANET accounts at Stanford University's Artificial Intelligence Laboratory engaged in a commercial transaction with their counterparts at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Before Amazon, before eBay, the seminal act of e-commerce was a drug deal. The students used the campus network to quietly arrange the sale of an undetermined amount of marijuana. After Tupac was cremated, his ashes were mixed with marijuana and smoked by members of his hip-hop group, Outlaws. In 1977, a plane loaded with almost 10,000 pounds of marijuana crashed into Yosemite Park. Local rock climbers were first on the scene and amassed a fortune from the wreckage. The word canvas is derived from the word cannabis because canvas used to be made from hemp fiber. Under U.S. federal law, marijuana is classified as a Schedule I drug and is defined as having no medical use. So it might come as a surprise to some to hear that the government actually owns one of the only patents on marijuana as medicine. And here it is, U.S. Patent 6630507. It's titled Cannabinoids as Antioxidants and Neuroprotectants, and was awarded to the Department of Health and Human Services in October 2003. This patent claims exclusive rights on the use of cannabinoids for treating neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and stroke, and diseases caused by oxidative stress such as heart attack, Crohn's disease, diabetes, and arthritis. The University of Mississippi operates the United States' only legal marijuana farm on behalf of the U.S. government. Jazz musician Louis Armstrong asked Richard Nixon to carry his bags through customs for him because he was an old man. The bags had marijuana in them. A two-year-old girl was placed in foster care after her parents got busted with marijuana. Shortly after, she suffered fatal head injuries at the hands of her new government-assigned foster parents. Marijuana is technically illegal in Amsterdam. Law enforcement simply turns a blind eye to the coffee shops that sell it. On January 1, 1976, a prankster played a word game with the Hollywood sign. He hung curtains to make it read, Hollyweed. Colorado switched mile marker 420 to 419.99 in order to stop people from stealing it. The number 420 is often used as a reference to smoking marijuana. In 1970, cannabis was placed in the Schedule I category of controlled drugs temporarily, while the Nixon administration awaited the Schaefer Report, which ended up calling for the immediate end to cannabis prohibition. So far, it's been a temporary 45-year prohibition. Cameron Diaz allegedly bought marijuana from Snoop Dogg while the two were in high school together before either achieved fame. Dr. James C. Munch, no etymological relationship to the word that would later be used to describe the insatiable hunger one feels after smoking a doob, testified in court under oath that he had smoked marijuana and that it turned him into a bat. Oh, by the way, Dr. Munch was the official expert on marijuana for the U.S. government from 1938 to 1962. Willie Nelson says he smoked what he called an Austin torpedo on the rooftop of the White House as Secret Service looked on. The only country where cannabis is completely legal and claimed to be a legal right to possess is North Korea, who doesn't even consider marijuana to be a drug. Alcohol and beer companies, fearing competition for the dollars Americans spend on leisure, are one of the top five opponents to marijuana legalization. Also included on the list are police unions, who've become dependent on federal drug war grants to finance their budget, private prison corporations that make millions by incarcerating people who've been in prison for drug crimes, including marijuana, pharmaceutical corporations whose pharmaceutical interests would like to keep marijuana illegal so that Americans, of course, don't have the option of cheap medical alternatives to their products, and prison guard unions, who have a vested interest in keeping people behind bars just like for-profit prison companies do. Now, snack food companies, on the other hand, they're all for the idea of marijuana legalization. Polls indicate that 42% of people in the U.S. have tried marijuana at least once. Beer and marijuana? Hey, they're cousins. Beer's hops are in the same family of flowering plants as marijuana. Study after study shows that marijuana is much less harmful than alcohol or tobacco. Over 800,000 people are arrested for marijuana in the U.S. each year. Research has found that Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, also known as THC, the main active component of marijuana, as well as CBD, has proven to be extremely effective in reducing and even stopping seizures, and specializes in eradicating cancer cells. Both George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are said to have grown fields of hemp. In Colorado, medical marijuana dispensaries outnumber Starbucks 3-1. Legal marijuana is the fastest growing industry so far in the U.S. in 2015. 61-year-old Jeff Mazansky was sentenced to life in prison without parole for possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute. In 2008, a British man was sent to 4 years in jail in Dubai after customs officers found 0.003 grams or 0.0001 ounces of cannabis in a cigarette stub stuck on the sole of one of his shoes. Back during Prohibition, pharmacies sold medicinal whiskey, much like today's medical marijuana. According to studies, a pot smoker would theoretically have to consume nearly 1,500 pounds of marijuana within about 15 minutes to induce a lethal response. Marijuana seeds are a source of all amino acids. They're one of only a handful of substances that can indefinitely sustain mankind with no other food and provides all known amino acids.
Wow. What's Mocha's goal? Satisfied subscribers.
Wow,
hey, guys.
Awesome.
Thanks for watching my video.
That's great.
For a supplement.
We're going to post that on Facebook because that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know about North Korea.
Which, and they don't need, the reason, because of the larger drug laws across the across the world. And that's only because now, since they, one group has said, well, marijuana is illegal here, it's fallen into where heroin and all that stuff is. It's just categorized. It's just a category.
No, in North Korea, they
They give out rules for everyone in a country, they say, this is, but they don't even consider
marijuana
in their
drug.
Country
yes.
a drug.
I know. That's awesome.
But because of the rules, that's why they have to play it that way.
Oh, I don't know. I don't understand.
The rules and the laws.
No, they don't think you can smoke it, grow it, do what you want with it. They don't even consider it anything.
Oh,
it's like,
I thought you can get
it's
the,
like,
only
it's like
con-
having a Coca-Cola.
The only con-
like
no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm confused.
You're confused.
Because I thought
instead of Verde Hayes, it does that to you. It goes right to your face and confuses you. It's not for small children. Not for the weak heart. What else did you learn in that one? I like the last fact about the seed having every, what do they call it? Every, what is every part of the?
Oh, every amino acid.
Yeah, every amino acid.
I love that.
Cool.
That is cool.
And that's just talking about the seed. That's just talking the seed. We're talking about.
I don't know if I agree with the gentleman who's the rapper that died and had his friend smoke him.
Tupac.
That was
Tupac's not dead. What are you talking about?
I call him hanging with Elvis. I call him a gentleman. Yeah, don't smoke your friend.
That was weird.
Although, that might be kind
of fun. It was straight out of How High.
I wonder how many of my friends would do it. I bet we would do it.
I'd
smoke you when you died.
Oh, yeah, I would totally blow it. I would blow you up.
That's right.
You're doing that by yourself.
Yeah, Stacey. Hey, yeah. Oh. She'll just pay homage and bow to the
Lord. Yes,
that's crazy. Cameron Diaz and Snoop Dogg hanging in high school smoking doobies.
Yeah, he actually.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, he actually made that. He brought that out in like an interview on live television.
He was like, "Oh, it was her thing."
Well, she still likes it. She still likes her doobies.
Oh yeah, I bet her and Snoop still get together every now and then for old reunion.
Life. I want to hang with Cameron and smoke some doobies.
Oh, I would love that.
All right. That's not even fair. Well, that was super fun.
That was.
Super fun. So we've had all sorts of fun things today on our show. Happy birthday, Tumbleweed.
Happy birthday.
4 years. When we first started, we opened with one giant room and a couple couches.
We had two rooms.
We had the kitchen area, the intake area, and a gargantuan room with a big old TV.
Six patients the first year?
Maybe. Yeah, no one showed up the first day except our lawyer. Thank you, Mr. Dean. Woo-hoo! Tom Dean, best marijuana lawyer in the world, right there. We're just going to give it to you. You got world status, buddy. Universe. We'll go that far. But Mr. Dean showed up. Art Scott, our security guard, showed up. Who scared everybody away, probably. The guy was like Secret Service, top secret, and all of a sudden one day he was like, I cannot work for you anymore. And his wife brought us the keys. And we were like, oh, okay, something went down with the feds and you. They probably found out. His resume, which we still have, is like 50 pages long of all these tours he'd been on and people he protected and things he'd done. We were like, I guess we got the right guy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the bodyguard. It was really intense. But we had a opening and then a grand opening. And we actually had, the opening was for patients only. And I had grown 24 little sprouted marijuana seeds, and three different varieties. There was an indica, a seed, sativa, and a hybrid. And I passed those out to patients that came for the first night. And I think there were probably a half dozen or so people on that Monday that came. Yeah. And then I just started giving them out. But that was really fun. That was a really fun thing to plant plants and get those ready. Because I had to do that all a couple weeks beforehand. That was super fun, hoping that they grew. And that all the tiny little ceramic pots we bought, they were really tiny cute. They were like 2-inch big pots with an inch long little sprout coming out.
Aww.
It was awesome. Yeah,
can
we still
you,
have the little pots.
I love that you were just saying that, Belle. Just like the little you pot. Have these little these seeds that you were giving out to everyone. And I just think of everyone that you gave those seeds to. You know,
some
and on the
back.
Day,
yeah.
And on the day that some, the ones that feel so comfortable that they can actually plant it, they're going to
Well,
just,
we all had growing rights back then.
Right.
It was awesome. Every patient had the right to grow.
Right.
So.
But I'm sure there were some people that were like, it's still too scared.
They're scared, but they had that.
I want that, like that conscious freedom, you know, where like you don't have that fear of
well, we
anything.
Were scared. We were still scared. We were scared for a long time to even mention what we did or who we were.
Yeah.
That was it. They'd be like, wait, what? You did what? What did you do?
What did you say?
We smoked weed, man. Yeah.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good, and I love it.
I love it. Oh, yeah. Good times, man. Education. You can't. We're coming back. We're definitely going to have some education classes coming back, especially as soon as this passes in 2016. We're going to have serious education again for everybody.
I'm
it's going to be awesome for retail or medical. Not that we ever stop because we still educate
no,
the heck out
yeah.
of anybody that comes in.
But I mean,
still
we're talking about full
with you
on
for 4 hours and show you how. I mean, we have
vape,
patients go
yeah.
out into the world of dispensaries. They buy these products. They come back with bags. They sit on our couch. They dump the stuff out like candy, like you get trick or treating. And
I
they
do?
Go, what do I do? We go, oh my God. So
right.
Let's sort these in categories that you cannot absolutely
first of all, you don't need
have.
Three of these.
Yeah, and here's the one thing we might suggest you try.
You can take this $1,000 of
yeah. We'll just
stuff
put
back.
This over here.
This is the only one you need. Yeah.
This is going to make you. Yeah. So it's been awesome. 4 years of blood, sweat, and tears, for sure. A lot of love, labors of love, and we did it for the plant and for the patient. Thank you, Television Health Center, Studio C, for always hosting our show. We are at the end of our show. So there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in this November 11th. Happy Veterans Day 2015, and happy birthday, Tumbleweed Health Center, for many more years.
Yes. Happy anniversary.
Spreading the love of this beautiful, beautiful planet.
Thanks for listening in with us today. We had a lot of stuff about facts and consequences. And
yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Stick around.
Shows.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff came from AZMarijuana.com, one of our supporters. Growers House, they're going to work it down there. We've got a huge, new, beautiful warehouse. It'll be for soil. And come down to the Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. Email thctucson@gmail.com. And please, 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 go to tumbleweedselfcenter.com. There's a mobile app, wink, wink. Special's going on today, wink, wink. So check out the coupons there and see what you get. Thanks again, everybody. We love you. We
love you guys.
Wednesday.
Thanks for listening.
Happy birthday, Tumbleweed Health Center. Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.